Republicans burst right out of the gate, touting the benefits of a huge iron ore mine. Representative Mark Honadel of South Milwaukee co-authored the assembly version of the bill.
Not often does government have the ability to create and sustain good jobs in Wisconsin, but this bill does exactly that.
Honadel spoke of positions paying upward of $50,000 plus benefits, particularly in the job-starved region closest to the proposed mine.
Let's think about that for a minute. 700 jobs up in Northwoods also provide what I call the ancillary jobs in southeast Wisconsin.
Fellow GOP Assemblyman Jeff Stone of Greendale was among the legislators hungry for details to be shared, not only on jobs, but also on the environmental impact of a mine.
You can't fill in a trout stream or something like that under this proposal. Can you explain?
Bill co-author, Representative Jeff Souter, jumped in to respond.
Thank you, Representative Stone. The answer to that question is no, you cannot fill in a trout stream. But more importantly,
Souter added that neither the Assembly nor Senate mining bill tampers with government standards for air quality or groundwater.
They do not change any safe drinking water standards. The bills do not change any effluent limitations. They are also, both bills are subject to the Great Lakes Water Compact. They are also subject to the public trust doctrine. It is incredibly important to remember that. These are facts.
The public trust doctrine requires the state to protect navigable waters for the public's use and enjoyment. Democratic Senator Robert Jauch didn't let his daughter's wedding in Hawaii stop him from phoning in a question. He's been butting heads with GOP leaders for months, including over the issue of whether a mining company should be allowed to dump material into nearby waterways if it creates new ones in other parts of the state.
There is a provision in this bill, I don't have it in front of me, that allows for filling in of navigable waterways and mitigating that elsewhere. Number one, has the Department of Natural Resources ever allowed for a filling in of navigable waters, which could be rivers and streams and ponds, and then mitigate that elsewhere?
It took a bit of long-distance pressure before DNR Watershed Management Director Russ Rasmussen responded.
From just a standard mitigation concept, no. But we have, as I was starting to allude to,
no.
Well, I guess you could call it that, but we have allowed filling a stream and putting it in someplace else.
You've allowed the rerouting of a stream
yes.
for a project,
right.
But not allowing them to mitigate it in some other stream
somewhere else.
The answer is no.
That's correct.
The answer is no. Which is a significant, a new change on environmental policy.
Jauch called the measure a lawsuit waiting to happen and turned to legislative counsel for an opinion.
This is a new procedure. It's a new new policy, and therefore it's untested under the public trust doctrines.
Jauch also added to the chorus criticizing the hearing's location in Madison. He represents Ashland County, which, along with neighboring Iron County, would absorb the mine's impact, positive and negative. Jauch argued that the hearing should have occurred at the site. Mining Committee co-chair Republican Senator Tom Tiffany kept his cool through the fire of concerns and questions.
This issue has been thoroughly vetted, and it's continuing to be thoroughly vetted, and we would be happy to hear any comments that people have after this hearing if they want to suggest changes to this piece of legislation.
As the endless series of questions and answers continued, Tiffany allowed an Iron County resident to push ahead in line. She was among those who had a bus to catch to get back to her home and family in Hurley. Rhonda Olkinen told the crowd she's home alone with her two teenagers because her husband took a job at an oil field in North Dakota. She says there were no job prospects locally.
He comes home every 4 to 6 weeks. He has the skills to work in this mine. He's a directional driller. We need jobs up north, not for the good old days, but for the families that are there now.
As hours of testimony unfolded, comments returned over and over to Wisconsin's rich mining history. Other residents said the Pinoki region now being considered has a completely different geology and environment, one that a mine could irreparably harm. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.